This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Maurice Jones is the acting city manager for the city of Charlottesville, and he joins me live in studio. Thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you, Coy.
On your way home for your Thanksgiving
holiday. I appreciate it.
Holiday. I appreciate it. Now, here's what I want City Hall to do. I want them to fix these problems with these bags that the grocery store gives you with the handles on them.
Sure, we'll get right on that.
Because the handles don't work. So
I'm thinking to myself as I'm driving in the car over here, I'm thinking, well, yeah, I'm going to come over, have a nice interview with Coy, and then I found out how angry you are about this whole paper bag thing. I was like, oh my gosh.
I had eggs all over the house.
I understand your frustration.
Oh, and you should have heard me too. I don't take these things calmly.
You weren't yelling pleasantries.
No, and I'm not afraid to yell unpleasantries. I was in the house by myself. So I let the walls of that home have it.
And
it was just broken eggs. And all I could think was, I instantly looked at the bags, and there's nothing. All it says on the bags is, please hold both handles.
Right.
And I'm like, well no duh. You know, I'm not going to hold half of the bag.
Yeah.
But the handles came right off the bag, and broken eggs everywhere.
Well, I'm sorry about your experience, and we'll bring it up at the next city council meeting.
Indeed. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Maurice Jones live in studio. The first thing we need to ask you about is Daily Progress article today confirms that a decision has been made in the search for a new city manager, but you were just telling me that you haven't heard anything. And
there's no new news. Yeah, nothing that goes beyond what was in the paper this morning.
No name has been announced.
No, not at all.
We just know that the city council has made a decision, and negotiations are expected to begin in the next few days with their first choice.
That's exactly it. And I would hope that soon after those negotiations begin, within a week or so, we'll be in a position to make an announcement.
Well, that'll be big news, and we, of course, wish you the best of luck as the hometown favorite, as it were.
Well, thank you, sir.
The first thing we want to do is let's get to a roundup of some quick updates on some local news. What's up with the Belmont Bridge? What's going on with that?
Well, last week we had to close down the east sidewalk of the Belmont Bridge because it's deteriorated to the point where we were concerned about safety issues. And so we've closed off that section of the bridge. The bridge itself and the west side, the west sidewalk, are in decent shape. There are no safety concerns about that, but we were concerned about some deterioration on that east side. And so we've closed it down, we hope temporarily, but it may also be long term. That will ultimately be up to City Council, because we will be bringing to them on our December 6th, during our December 6th meeting, a proposal to either fix the east side of the sidewalk, which could be a significant amount of money, a few $100,000 to fix that.
Wow.
Or allow it to remain closed until we replace the entire bridge, which could be 4 years, it could be 7 years.
So the whole Belmont Bridge needs to be redone?
It does. And
didn't they just do that?
No. They've repaved it.
Oh,
they
that's what I'm thinking
so
of. Yeah.
Repaving, but we've got to fix the bridge at some point, and replace the bridge actually at some point. But you know, just like everybody else, we're waiting for dollars from VDOT. They've pushed off funding numerous years now, and it looks like the earliest that we'd get the funding from VDOT that we need in order to completely replace the bridge would be 2018.
Holy macaroni.
Yeah, and so we've been putting money aside. We've also applied for a revenue sharing program that they have where they would match money that we put aside for this.
Yeah.
But ultimately, it brings up a kind of a more philosophical discussion. Should the city of Charlottesville be paying for something that the state is ultimately responsible for, and that's our bridges?
Yeah. Well, that's happening all across the Commonwealth.
It is, and everyone's got to make that decision. And fortunately, the bridge, although we know it needs to be replaced, is still, in terms of a safety rating, is still ranked a lot higher than the worst of the worst bridges. So
it's not about to fall down anytime
soon.
How old is it, safety, the bridge?
Yeah. I think it's about 50 years old, and so it needs to be replaced.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure it, that does need to happen. We're talking with Maurice Jones of the city of Charlottesville. He's live in studio. What's the latest on the Meadow Creek Parkway?
Well, at our city council meeting about a week and a half ago, there was a discussion about the signing of a memorandum of agreement that would allow the parkway to take the next steps in the process. And the council reaffirmed that on a 3-2 vote, which they've continuously had over the last 10 years or so with this type of project. And so we'll sign that MOA and get the next part of the project moving along. What we're waiting for right now is the Corps of Engineers has come back to us and asked us to put together one more permit application. And at that point, we anticipate that they would give their green light to give us a permit that would allow us to move yet to the next stage of the process.
Now, Dan Bluestone, who was in here the other day, says the Corps of Engineers, the most recent thing they're working off of is that VDOT is trying to convince the federal government that the road coming down from the north, the Meadow Creek Parkway, just ends in the park and doesn't connect to that new overpass, because the overpass is going to be built with federal money. And you can't have federal money have anything to do with a park, with a road going through a park.
Right.
So VDOT, as far as Dan is concerned, is lying to the federal government and saying, you know, this is different projects. This overpass at McIntyre and 250, it's not going to connect to the Meadow Creek Parkway.
Well, I think there's some disagreements over that issue in particular. But I think what the Corps of Engineers does want to know is, will there be a terminus?
Where does this road go as it goes through a park?
Yeah, whether it's connected to an interchange or whether it's connected as an at-grade intersection there at 250. And the council has said time after time after time that we do not support an at-grade interchange there, or at-grade intersection.
Oh, that'd be a nightmare.
And that's the exact reason, is because we would take the one road that's working, that continues to work really well for us, 250, especially in that area.
Just stop it.
And it would turn it into what's called an F-grade, and we don't want that to happen.
Yeah. We're talking with Maurice Jones of the city of Charlottesville. What is the latest on the budget now? We're getting into budget time, aren't we?
Yes, we are. We've been working on our budgets actually for a few months now. What we're working on right now is the capital improvements budget, but all of our departments have had to submit budgets for next year. We've asked for them to submit it at level funding to give us an indication of where we are and what our needs are for next year. City Council, at our last City Council meeting, we talked about two items. One, the year-end appropriations from last year. So we're closing the books on 2010. And then the budget guidelines, kind of the official beginning of the discussions with Council for next year. So generally, what are the issues? What do you want us to kind of focus on as we're developing a budget?
What was this recent news in the paper? I read in the Hook that somebody said the city of Charlottesville is going to be way behind on money, or not have as much money as they want.
You know what that means is, I mean, what's happened is we every year we provide kind of forecasting into the future, you know, and if nothing changes, here are our needs versus where we believe revenues will be.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's an inexact science in terms of identifying where the revenues are going to be, because you don't know if there's if the economy picks up again, then that could change really quickly. But, of course, we do that because we just want council to kind of generally know that if things kept along the way they are right now, or the way we anticipate, then there's going to be a budget gap. But, as you know, we have to balance our budget every year. And we do balance our budget every year.
Yeah.
And you make changes here and there based on the conditions of the economy and what your needs are and that type of thing. So we do that every single year, and we'll continue to do that. But so I think a lot's been made of, you know, the graph and how it's widening over the years.
You just corrected a projection,
exactly what we do. I mean, every single year we take a look at what our current conditions are and what we forecast for the next year or two, and then we try to make decisions based on that. And we don't run deficits, so. We certainly wouldn't run a deficit, because legally we can't. So that's not really a concern. It's just one of the things that we do so that council understands that if we didn't make adjustments, here's where we would be.
And before we let you go, the very latest on water.
Yeah, well,
Sure. The water wars.
Yeah, that's
what's up, Mo? What's up with that?
It's an interesting debate that continues. We had a meeting last night of the Rivanna Water and Sewer Authority. And we had a presentation from the expert panel, the dam experts who came in and took a look at the Black and Veatch study that the city did.
This is a peer review study.
It is, exactly.
Of a study that was done. So
exactly.
You have experts come in, put some more expert eyes on a study you paid for, and say, hey,
exactly.
Was our money well spent here? Did they do a good job?
Exactly. And Black and Veatch and their findings felt that, in fact, the old dam could be built upon. And that was what we pretty much
it's
asked
in good
them
shape,
to do.
Yeah.
It's in good enough shape that you can build upon it. You'd still have to do some things to shore it up.
But you don't need a whole new one.
You don't necessarily need a whole new dam.
Yeah.
Is in essence what they found. What we knew going into this panel review was that Black and Veatch was nowhere near where, let's say, we are in the process for the new dam. And we knew that. And so we knew going in it wasn't going to be an apples to apples comparison, because more work needs to be done to identify what you would need to do to shore up the dam and those types of things. So in essence, what happened last night is the ITRT said, we've looked at Black and Veatch. We had a conversation with them. They spent a good portion of Monday, you know, exchanging ideas and questions and things like that. And they said, can you build on the old dam? Yes. So they confirmed that. But they also said, what you need to find out is, ultimately, are the cost savings that you anticipate from building on the old dam enough to make it a better project than the new dam? And they said that their concerns were that if you did do that, if you compared the cost for both of the projects and added in all of the new things that you need to do to shore up the old dam, that in their mind they don't believe that it's going to be equal, and they'd go with a new dam. But they also admit it; they don't know what those costs are going to be, and ultimately that'll be
So it's a little hard to argue.
It is. And they were just basing this on their professional experience, and to their credit, or in their defense, they don't have all the information. No one has all the information on the old dam just yet. So what we've done is we've gone back to Black and Veatch, and the city's asked them to move forward with trying to nail down those costs based on what they know needs to be done to the old dam, and then come back and say, here's what we need to get to an apples-apples comparison.
Right, and that'll happen.
And then ultimately, council will have to make the decision as to whether or not we want to spend the money to get that far.
Maurice Jones is the acting city manager for the city of Charlottesville with our City Hall update. Mo, thank you so much, and I hope you and your family have a joyous Thanksgiving. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much for the time.
We're going to take a quick break, just 2 minutes when we get back. A family tradition at Thanksgiving that involves a bottle of ketchup.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit seavillepodcast.com for more.